safe, but if a man had a load of wood on his wagon and he was driving along and unloading it and going back and filling up the wagon again, you'd say that he was
hauling wood.
Uh-huh. And do you remember a long time ago when you'd take the corn to the mill and have it ground up?
We never did do that.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear...
I never did see a mill with grind corn.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear people talk about a turn of corn?
A ton of corn.
Uh-huh. What about if you went out and got as much stove wood as you could carry in both your arms?
Mm-hmm.
You say you had a
load of wood.
Or an arm.
A wood, uh-huh.
Huh?
Yeah, a long load of wood.
Uh-huh. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you say you just had a
half a load.
Uh-huh. And, you know, if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece that comes between the horses...
Long wood, you couldn't put no long wood between the horses.
Well,
you could put it on and let it hang out on the back of the wagon, but not...
No, I mean the part of the wagon that comes between the horses.
Oh, no. I forgot what you call it. You got to hook that up between the horses when they're pulling it. Yeah, I forgot what you call it, Ben.
Did you ever hear of a pole or a tongue or a spear from a wagon?
Mm-mm.
What about on a buggy? What do you have? Do you know those wooden pieces that come on each side of the horse?
I used to know it. I forgot how they call that mean. I forgot what they call that. We used to have a cart here that we used to hitch up to the horse, but I forgot what you call it. Not me, my father. When you hitch the horse, we got to pull it, sit between the horse and the horse on each side of it. I forgot what you call that. I forgot.
You know, on the wheels of the wagon, the thing that goes across and holds one wheel to the other.
You must call it the axle.